The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Enjoy the best of summer for less with our new Let's Eat range in store now.
Wednesday Wee Wind is here again. And this is the battle of nostalgia. This is when, you know, we get a celebrity MC and Quizmaster to stand in the hot seat.
We couldn't find one today, though.
No, I'm we didn't. Joking. So we went with Kira King.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
You're very welcome. We just like to keep people grounded in this room.
Yes. Yeah, well, definitely. This is the place to keep grounded anyway.
Hope you don't mind. We did ask 3 or 4 people before you.
Yeah, no, I kind of figured that when I got the text message last
then
night.
Then we said,
in the morning.
Is there anyone upstairs that could come down in 5 minutes? No, I'm joking. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me in.
You're very welcome.
Did you know there was another 11:24 a.m.? Or another 11:24?
And actually, I don't know, this is my first time hearing my voice in a long time at this time in the morning as well.
Yeah. It sounds very good.
Thank you.
The dulcet tones of Kira King.
So what time do you actually get off air, get home, etc.? What time do you get to bed at?
We get off air at around 1 o'clock, so by the time I get home separately is around 10 past.
I'm glad you said that point.
Yeah, I know. No, because he does give me a lift home, in fairness. But
giggity.
I think the security guards, and I think myself and Chris are a couple, actually. But no, he's a gentleman. He drops me home, and I'd say we get to sleep around. I get to sleep around. Oh, my
Freudian,
God.
Freudian slip there.
Oh, my God. And then 2:30.
On your own?
On my own, yes.
Okay.
Most of the time, yeah.
What time do you usually rock into here then during the day?
At around maybe 10 to 10 before the show. Oh. No, I'm only kidding. We get in about maybe 7 or so. Okay, 6 or right. 7.
Well, you're very
a lot of prep actually goes into our show, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. As much as this show?
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Probably
I'd say these are the two shows that probably I've do the same amount of prep.
Oh,
your show and our show. Anyway, you're doing something this weekend, very important. Before we get into the quiz, you're actually doing something, aren't you? Really cool.
I'm doing the VHI Mini Marathon on Monday.
Have you done it before?
I've never ever done it before. Myself and Chris were actually in for Rick O'Shea in the
Roadcaster. So you're going to say myself and Chris are doing it. I was like, how is he doing many women's mini marathon?
I can do stuff on my own without Chris. No, we were in the Roadcaster this time last year covering for Rick O'Shea, and we were right in the centre of the women's mini marathon. And I said to myself last year, if I'm going to do anything this year, that's what I'm going to do. Mm. And then I got asked in the office, would I do it? And I said, yes. And I couldn't kind of get out of it then, you know. And so I'm doing it for a charity as well, which is another reason that you kind of can't get out of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I'm doing
that's what happened to me when I took the show. Danny said to me, do you want to do it? I said, yeah, I'll do it. And then I couldn't get out of it
You can't get out of it.
Are you doing this for charity? That's good to know. Kira, who are you doing? Who are you running
I'm
for anyway?
I'm doing it for Children in Hospital Ireland. So myself and Chris went out to Crumlin's Children's Hospital actually about 2 weeks ago. We met all the volunteers. We kind of got to know all the services out there. What it is basically little play services for children who are in hospital and parents that need a break to go down and get a cup of coffee. There's these little playrooms with like board games and, you know, paints and all that sort of stuff that you think, you know, you think there'd be a normal thing, wouldn't you? But actually, it's really important that kids play while they're in hospital. And a lot of them can't because obviously they can't mingle with other children because they might pick up infections and stuff like that. But the volunteers that I was chatting to, they started 11 years ago. And they're still doing it. They're still volunteering.
That is
amazing.
No, it's absolutely brilliant. And it's across so many hospitals in Ireland as well. So it's Children in Hospital Ireland. I have a link on my Twitter page if you want to check out my Twitter.
Yes, absolutely. We will.
My charity page. Yep. It's my Twitter is at I am Kira King, and it's my charity mycharity.ie/event/Kira King. So whatever you have, I mean, like from €1 to €1 million, you know, so I'll take anything in between.
She's looking at you. I know that's not me. That's
have you done much training
call.
For her? Like, is this something?
I did a bit. I started off doing a 5K, which I never thought I'd be able to do. And then I gradually progressed to a 7.5K. And then last Tuesday, I did a trial run of the route and I was able to do 10K. And I'm not going to lie to you, I had a little bit of a cry because it's something that I never, ever thought. I'm not a runner. Like, my friends run and I've kind of supported them, you know, along the way. But I never thought that I could actually do it.
The best part of that one, can I just say, is when I did it once a few years ago and I wouldn't be the fittest now. But I just remember we're all standing there lining up ready to go and they were like 3, 2, 1 you're like go and you're like that there's a person there and you're like everyone's just going like this.
That's what everybody says. You can't, for the first kind of couple of kilometres.
Once you get
kind
off your ground then.
Because you built that up like gladiators. Contenders, ready! 3, 2, 1 And you can't...
No, then you're going, no. And then you pass a few people stopping for pints en route. And you're like, will you move?
Well, I'll be looking forward to that. But I actually have to go and do the show with Chris after I finish the marathon. We're coming live from the Roadcaster on Monday.
Brilliant, okay. Yeah. Well, look, we're also going to put up the link as well to your page. So if people want to get involved. We're going to take either a break or a song. I'm looking at you.
I haven't decided yet.
Well, if you can make up your mind, and then we're going to do Wednesday Rewind and see who wins this week.
Fine, I'll have a look at the computer. Give me a second.
See what you want to do.
We got Licky Lee and we've no break, so I'm going to take a song.
Take a tune there.
Kira, are you ready?
I am ready.
It's time to jump into the hot seat.
Game face on.
Yeah, have you ever been over this side of the studio?
Never.
Does Chris let you over that side?
No. So this is going to be like a massive power trip for me as well.
Look, when you do the show tonight, you can go, hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm in there tonight.
If Nikki can do it, I think you'll be all right.
It's 2 FM. That is Licky Lee with I Follow Rivers. It is just after 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
About 27 minutes to 12. Kira King is in the hot seat.
I am. This is exciting. I do feel powerful. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. And you know what? Do you tell Chris tonight how it made you feel?
I will.
Getting the hell out of there.
How does it make you feel?
I'm like, Chris, Nikki and Jenny, let me run the show today.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so exciting. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
You know what? You can drop him home tonight.
Oh! Get in. Okay, so the tension music is here. We have just remembered and confirmed that it was a draw indeed last week of the show. I think it is 5-3 to Nikki. As far as I know, there's going to be a total of 7 clips. So it'll be whoever gets the most.
And when we need a look at these here. These are good. These are good.
Oh, look at you pacing around.
Yeah. I'm going to call it.
Stop looking at me short.
Look at you get. Jenny's one of these days, I'm getting that shirt. I have had my eye on that shirt for a year and a half.
Will you stop talking over? She's nervous.
Okay. No, you're grand. I'm looking at one here, and Jenny's definitely going to get it.
Oh!
Well, do you know what to do, Kira?
Boy, someone had another one.
Leave that to the last.
And I'm reckon Nikki will probably get in
there. It's a sport one, I bet you.
And we asked that one first. So this is the Battle of Nostalgia. It's Celebrity Wednesday Rewind, and we've got a celebrity MC, which is Kira King. Producer Al is over her shoulder just in case we have a bit of turbulence.
Yep.
However, it's 5-3 to me, so clips of TV shows, of songs, of sporting events, of films. Let's do it, Jenny. Let's do it.
Okay. If I win today, I'm getting the shirt. Even if there's a hole in the
sleeve.
And you
have to take it off after it. That's a good deal.
Have you anything underneath that?
Nothing.
Well, leave it on.
Well,
leave it on. It's fine. You know,
as the quiz master, Jenny, I think I get to choose.
Okay.
So will we go with the first clip then? So
let's go.
Okay.
Best of luck.
So do I tell them what it is?
Yes. Don't tell us the answer though.
Obviously not.
You can tell us.
Okay. It's a movie. Here we go.
For a madman.
Air and water. Well, you'll find plenty of both down there.
Nikki.
No, okay, Nikki.
Braveheart.
Is that your final answer?
It is, and it's wrong.
You're going to go with Braveheart?
Mm-hmm.
Keep playing the clip.
No, you tell me it's wrong.
I can see it's wrong, and I can see the... Oh, it's all the big blokes with...
No man threatens a messenger.
So I'm wrong, am I?
You are wrong. Oh, what was that film they were all in?
Heads of conquered kings to my city.
Can I give them a clue?
No!
It's Jared Butler. They were in that.
No!
Oh, what is it? It's like. They were like barbarians.
We have to come hurry on,
Jenny. Come on, Jenny.
Jesus, I know it!
I'm afraid we're going to have to hurry you, Jenny.
Oh! I can see it.
I'm just at this point, I'm just
checking. It's not like Spartacus or something. No, it's not. It's not. I can see it.
What is it, lads?
Okay, it was the movie 300.
Yes!
Oh! You were so close with Jared Butler, though.
I could see the front of the movie.
The front of the movie.
The cover of the DVD. I've never actually watched it.
I could see the front of the movie.
You know what I meant.
I could see the back of the movie, brother.
Okay, right. The next clip we're going to play, this is a music clip.
Oh. So it's a song.
All right, so both of you need to be kind of
Plays the Jenny hands
ready.
A little bit, okay?
Would you? Don't say that, Levi. You've got loads
it does,
of them before.
It does.
Okay, ready to go?
Yep. Yeah.
Here we go.
Jenny.
That
is You've Got to Let the Music, Capella.
Boom!
Yes!
That was the one I said you'd get, Jenny, by the way.
Now, can I just make a little point here? Just a little small
point.
One. Not that it matters.
Are you loosening up the shirt so you'll be taking it off in a minute?
I have a little safety pin holding it together.
Okay, what's your...
Not only was it a music clip, Kira, it's a dance clip.
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
Right?
It's from your vintage, though, as
it's
well.
It's a little bit hard to take when the dance DJ of Ireland, right? Who has her own show on National Airwaves. Sorry, Al, I'm not finished.
That you forgot about the other week.
And gets booked privately to dance gig and at dance venues around the country.
Can I not say something here?
Yes.
As the producer of the show.
Yeah.
Nikki, are you not an international pop star who sold out Croke Park?
Yes, a couple of times, actually. Four times in my career.
Stop it. Allegedly.
However, that's a dance song.
It doesn't matter.
Listen, they're going to play a really crap hair ballad in a minute, so you'll be fine. I didn't mean that.
Ooh, yes, tactics are getting very dirty.
I did not mean it.
Nasty. That was serious.
Wow.
In the year and a half we've been here, Jenny, I'm not sure there's been a lower stop.
And I witnessed it. I can't believe it. Okay, let's try and play fair. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next clip. And this is a clip of an ad that used to be on TV.
Oh, you're good on these.
Don't start licking onto me now.
Nikki. Okay, Nikki.
You always do this.
Right.
In your own time.
There's two, okay? Well, I know the one I'm going
to
go with.
You have to pick one.
It's either Brennan's or Werther's Originals, and I'm going to go with... And there's also an ice cream one, and I can't believe I've settled that because that's giving Jenny ideas.
It's either the ice cream one
or the Werther's Originals. And I know I'm going to pick the wrong one.
No, because he jumped in. He's got to answer now.
Shut up. I think I'm going to go with... If I go with the Werther's Originals...
You know you're going to go with the wrong one.
And if I go with the ice cream, it's going to be the Werther's Original.
Go through woman's intuition there, Nikki.
My what?
Your yeah. women's intuition.
Yeah, you've got a lot of it.
Right, look, I tell you what I'm going to do. Well, listen, I'm going to flip something.
Sir, hang That's, on. Right. Al.
Is there a time frame on this?
Yeah, you right. have to give the answer. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Okay. Heads right. being the two. I have a 2 euro in my pocket. All right. Heads is word as originals, okay?
Okay. Oh, come on.
Okay, it's landed on heads, so word as original.
Okay, no.
I think you might be quicker on your own, son.
We have to
HB. HB.
We need the name of the ice cream.
HB.
Viennetta. Haagen-Dazs.
Is it Cornetto? No, it's not. I don't know.
What is it, Kira?
It's Hazelbrook Farm oh! ice cream.
Mine
is HB.
Oh, come on!
It's
HB. Sorry, that is what. That's what I.
You got it wrong.
She did Kira, say HB though.
Kira.
Hazelbrook
Farm HB. From HB. Hazelbrook Farm. Ireland's favourite ice cream.
It's Ireland's favourite ice cream, allegedly. Alan, thank you for being executive producer there. Well done.
It's fair. You have to get the full thing.
Right.
The
okay.
only person who got you a bloody birthday present, and you couldn't even give me that.
I'm dubious about that birthday
now.
Present.
Jeez.
Still nil all.
Right, okay, we'll move
no,
on to the next
one.
It's
1-0. Nil.
It's 1-0.
What did you get?
I got Capella.
Oh, yeah,
got
sorry, Capella.
Excuse me, I take that back.
Right. Right, we'll move on. The next one is a movie quiz, okay?
Okay.
A movie quiz?
Yeah, a movie, right? Okay. Both of you will get this. All right, so it's kind of, who's going to be first? I know you will, definitely.
You got a thing for swans? Is this like a fetish? It's something like
Jenny.
We need to devote.
Jenny.
Is it Good Will Hunting?
Well done!
Yes!
Boom!
Thought about what you said to me.
Okay, Nikki, you really have to kind of pull up your socks here now, because we only have about 3 clips left.
Not wearing any socks, Kira.
All right, brilliant. That'll make it easier than so when you
I
take your shirt off later.
I was wondering what that smell was.
2-0 down. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I've got a job, man's here.
Okay.
So if I get this one, I've won, just so I'm clear.
Yeah,
just
you won
be clear.
For this week.
Okay, the next clip was an old TV show that used to be on RTE, all right?
It's a lot of info.
Glenroe.
20 seconds to talk about. Well, it's on RTE One every Friday at 8:30.
Nikki, I'm going to go with talk about.
Yeah.
Presented by Alan Hughes. That's
what
me.
The hell?
It's a carnival of words, topics, places, and people.
Alan
it's fun,
Hughes.
Frantic, alive.
From TV3?
They talk about everything
no,
from boy zone to the
what
old
is
zone.
Is it the same Alan Hughes?
Yes, it is.
Hughes,
it doesn't sound like him.
Well, it sounds like a long time ago.
That was before his voice broke.
It's a long time. What's the 80s, 90s?
20 seconds to talk about. Well, it's on RTE One.
Are we doing it again?
I was playing.
Okay, so the next clip, we're going to go with this one.
Yeah.
Okay, the next clip is a movie clip again.
Here we go.
All right.
Kira, you don't want me to win, do you?
No, I am completely impartial.
We had this last week.
You know,
we
she's
have last
not
week
really
again?
Looking at you that much.
No,
so that
it's
says
this girl power again. The only one I'm going to bring in next week, Aidan Power's going to
no,
do this.
I'm
going to
be,
Aidan to do it.
No, I'm
going to
be deadly honest with you, right? Jenny reminds me of me and you remind me of Chris, because there's been so many situations that I've been in quizzes against Chris, and it is really frustrating. I would have given Jenny the HB one, by the way. That's all I'm going to say.
Thanks, Kira.
Anyway,
as quizmaster, she shouldn't be allowed to give her own opinion.
You're right.
Surely.
I should be impartial. But anyway, right. Okay, the next one is a movie tip. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stand down, Mr. Slade.
I'm not finished. As I came in here, I heard those words. Cradle of leadership. Well, when the bow breaks, the cradle will fall, and it has fallen here. It has fallen. Makers of men, creators of leaders, be careful what kind of leaders
you're
producing.
That sounds really old.
Keep going.
I don't know if Charlie's silence here today is right or wrong. I'm not a judge or jury, but I can tell you this. He won't sell anybody out to buy his future. And that, my friends, is called integrity. That's called courage. Now that's the stuff
people
say
with the radio.
Yeah.
Do you recognise even the voice of the actor? There's a really, really sexy dance scene in this movie as well.
Dirty dancing?
Is that your answer, Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Patrick Swayze there, Jenny. No,
I
no,
knew.
It's not dirty dancing.
Is this a really obvious one?
Yeah, it's a very famous film.
It would be a famous one from the 80s, I presume.
Oh, from the 80s? Because
yeah.
It sounded much older, actually. That's what I was wondering.
Very sexy dance scene in it. It involves a rose, doesn't it?
Kind of.
I have no idea.
No what idea? It? It's Al Pacino's Sense of a Woman.
Okay, right.
I don't think I ever actually watched that.
It's a really good movie, guys. You should. It's brilliant.
All right, let's do that over the weekend.
Okay.
Last clip.
The okay,
last
here
clip.
We go. So,
I've got to get this.
If I get this, I win. Okay. Yeah, if you get it, we draw. Okay.
Again, this is a TV show.
Oh, no.
Unless you want to play for... you get 2 points for this, which means if I get it, I win.
Shut up.
Okay, right. The next clip is a TV show. Both of you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nikki. Oh. Bullseye.
Boom. Well yes. done. Okay.
The
bull special. Looks like my shirt's staying on, Jenny.
Damn. Sorry, Kira.
That's all right.
Alan will strip for you instead. That's the booby prize. Pardon the pun.
Alan's not allowed to strip around me, remember, guys?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry.
Yeah, so we've no more clip.
That's it. It was a draw.
Another draw, Jenny.
Well, there you go. Well done.
That was incredible,
well
Kira.
Done
I thought
to
you
both
were
of us. Well done, Kira.
Thank you.
At times, I thought you were
excellent. We will put up the link as well if anybody would like to sponsor you. Both myself and Nikki will sponsor
you. Absolutely, 100%.
So, thank you.
Good luck on Monday.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Best of luck. We're going to take a quick break.